News Talk 1620 WTAW, our weekly update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. Have more information regarding a couple of armed robberies at convenience stores over the last week.
Yes, Monday night around 9 p.m., officers responded to the Handy Stop, which is at 1201 West William Joel Bryan. Aggravated robbery had just occurred. Four subjects entered the store. There were two clerks inside. They were all wearing hoodies. They had their faces covered as they entered the store. One of those subjects did display a firearm. They fled on foot with an undisclosed amount of money, some personal property from the clerks, and some cigarettes. No one was injured during that robbery. The previous robbery, which occurred on last Tuesday night on the 13th, was around 8 p.m., and it was at the Sodalax grocery. I think it was originally stated as Guero's Grocery, but that name has been changed. It's Sodalax Grocery. That was at 311 San Jacinto. Similar MO. We believe the two to be related. Both had cigarettes taken from them. We are asking people to go to the Bryan Police Department's Facebook page or to your website or to the city website and look at both of these videos. If you recognize any of their clothing, their mannerisms, or if you've seen some people who have come into a large quantity of cigarettes, to please contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300 or contact Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
You've found pretty productive when you post still pictures as well as videos. Folks do call in.
Yes, we do tend to generate some tips, and we're hoping that someone recognizes either their clothing, their mannerisms. I mean, even if it is not the person, if they think it is, you know, let's say they saw them in that same clothing on that same day, or they walk the same, you know, anything to help generate some information doesn't mean that they'll be arrested. It just means that we'll follow up on it.
If you have information, call BPD's Criminal Investigation Division 209-5316 or Crime Stoppers at 979-775-TIPS-8477. Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, and we have the return of students to Blinn and A&M.
The students are back. So when the students come back, our vehicle burglaries tend to rise. So we want to remind students to take their valuables out of their vehicle or hide them. And most importantly, lock your car. We had last year 328 burglar motor vehicles. The year before that, we had 383, so it did decline a little bit. And a majority of those are from unlocked vehicles. So please make sure you lock your car. Also, anytime you get out somewhere, be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention to what's around you, and if you see anything suspicious, call that in.
Finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but in honor of the students being back, we will be focusing on the 3,000 block of East 29th Street, which is 35 miles per hour right near St. Joseph Hospital. And on the other side of the hospital is 2,200 block of East Villa Maria, which is 40 miles per hour. So slow down.
And a reminder that on Villa Maria at Joseph, there have been some street modifications and new signals.
Yes.
Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.